So today I have been asked to speak something about Murli. Do you all enjoy Murli? Murli, Murli, God Himself talks to us. We are His divine children. How I had listened Murli in my life, I would share those experience first. I kept in my mind that it's not God's lecture. It's not that He is giving us Gita knowledge only, but it's chit-chat between God and His children. He comes down to remind certain things to us. We had forgotten everything. Now He reminds us again and again. He sits in front of us, gives drashti, makes the vibrations very powerful, enables us to pick up everything. Then He says, "Child, you are a soul. You have played your part of 84 births. Now this cycle is about to complete. I have come down to take you back home. Get ready. I will take you with me. I will purify you. I have come down to make you pure." He reminds us. So what should we do? We must realize all those things. We must remember. We must accept everything. And at the same time, bring them into your good feelings. If He says, "Sit being soul conscious," we need not to write down, but we should practice, "I am a soul sitting here, listening through ear, looking through eyes." At the same time, do this practice. One thing. Our enjoyment of this Murli depends upon our consciousness of that time, our practice of that time. So what I did in my life, again, 4 or 5 things I used to do, even now I do. Some days that I am soul sitting in the body, listening to God. And the teacher who is sitting here, she is also soul. With this good feeling. And I do this practice at least 10 times during Murli. So it makes my mind silent, full of delightfulness. Second practice, in early days, when I was very young, and I can say my brain was very powerful. So I used today, you can ask, now is it not powerful? In young age, everyone's brain is most powerful. So I used to do one practice, although it's not possible for everyone, but you can do for some seconds. Keeping my intellect fixed on Baba in soul world. Listening Murli here. It was very powerful. Second practice, that Baba's energy is coming down to me constantly. I am receiving His vibrations and listening to them only, writing also. Then sometime I am an angel. I have come down from subtle world to listen Babaji only here in this body. I am lighthouse angel. From each part of my body, light and might is spreading out and I am listening only. So these were my practices. And next experience was, whatever Baba is speaking, at the same time I have to reach there. Suppose Baba says, children, you came down from soul world in this world. So I went there. I had sent you in golden age in heaven. I went there. Now I have come down to take you back home. So I made this vision. God is coming down, came to me, and now I am going back with him to my home. So that 1 hour of Murli, now it's less time, but 1 hour of Murli was equal to a powerful yoga. So Murli and yoga, both things together, if we do such practices, we can enjoy Murli very much, and this 1 hour, 1.5 hours can become the biggest enjoyment for our whole life. Mind becomes full of delightfulness, full of ecstatic feeling. Would you like to do this? Yes, it's okay. One another practice for everyone, because we have to imbibe Murli. We have to bring it into our daily practice. So one very good feeling, very good experience, you know this, I'm the soul sitting here, this forehead is my throne. All are sitting on their throne. And I am self-sovereign, king of the self. I am the master of my mind and intellect. I am the mind of my sanskaras. I am the master of my sense organs and body. Feel it. I am the master. Accept it. A great thing, greatest thing in the world. How? I am the master of this body. I can cure my body with my own healing energy. I need not to go anywhere. But if I become master, just do this practice. I am supremely pure soul sitting here. Golden rays of purity are spreading in my brain, in my whole body. And I create a thought that this pain, this disease must end, must be healed. So because I am the master, my body will accept my commands. This is such a great thing, but it takes time to realize, to accept that I am the master of this body. Before Murli, when you sit in meditation, at least 10-15 minutes, everyone must sit in powerful meditation. And if we want to make our meditation powerful, then what should we do? Create some powerful thoughts in your mind. If you do yoga without creating thoughts, mind will run here and there. Give some good thoughts to your mind. So before Murli, I am a powerful soul, king of this body, self-sovereign, master of my mind and intellect. be in good feeling for one minute. I'm the master. Talk to your mind and intellect. Oh my mind, oh my intellect, I'm your master. And then give command, give order to your mind. Oh my mind, during this Murli, be silent, be stable. Don't go here and there. You are my good friend. Mind is your good friend. Is it okay? Make your mind your good friend. Remind him every day. You are my good friend. You have to cooperate with me now. Then talk to your intellect. Intellect, third eye of wisdom, intellect, where we inculcate everything, purity, might, blessings, Murli, everything enters our intellect, not in mind, in intellect. So give command to your intellect, oh my intellect, now I have to enjoy God's persons, be stable. And whatever my sweet Baba asks me to do, you have to imbibe it immediately. Remember 10 points from Murli today. Give order to your intellect. Oh my intellect, you are my good friend. From today's Murli, you have to keep 10 points within you. Remind me whenever I want to recall them. And you will experience that mind and intellect both are listening to you. And they start working according to your commands. Did you follow? Very powerful practice of yoga. And we all know that one who becomes the sovereign of the soul will become world emperor. Be self-sovereign, king of the self, master of the self, and you will become master of entire world. You will become master of this nature. And if a yogi becomes the master of the self, experience in future will come. Suppose nature is creating big scene of destruction, storm, flood in ocean, quakes in the earth, and you are such a powerful yogi, king of the self, you would be able to give order to the nature. Oh nature, I am your master. Be silent now. Stop. And everything will be stopped immediately. This is the power of mind, power of silence, power of yoga. Now, whatever we listen in Murli, again I would like to share my experience. Right from the first day of a Vyakt meeting, it was in my mind that whatever Baba says today to do me, I have to do that immediately. I have to start from this day, not from tomorrow, from the evening, from the same time. So it gave wonderful powers. Because when we listen Baba's Murli, and suppose we keep a thought in our mind that I will practice this point today. So Baba's power, Baba's might, Baba's cooperation, His blessing comes immediately with us. So what we all must do, what I do, suppose Baba Vaji is speaking in the Murli that you have to see everyone as a soul. Don't see the body, see them soul here, a shining star here. So I keep always in my mind that today at least 50 times I will practice it. At least 50 times. Means 5 times per hour normally. I keep in my mind. Suppose Babaji is speaking in Murli that you have to become angel. You are yogi. You are angels on this earth. So I keep in my mind that today I will do it 50 times. So it becomes a blessing of Baba. It gives very good feeling in life. It empowers us and we become easy yogi. So certain points about yoga, certain points about dharana. Many dharana point comes in Murli. We have to take one or two from them. Or in blessing, everyday blessing and slogan, there are some deep points, very good points for everyone. We must note them down separately. Not whole paragraph, but one, two points. And keep in mind that I have to practice them today only. Today itself, from now, I have to bring it into my practice. And attention should be like this. When you leave your chair here, when you leave your seat from this hall, immediately start churning that point, revising that point in your mind. Until you go to your room or to dining hall, remember it 2-3 times that I will practice it and start practicing. Otherwise what happens? We get up from our seat and first thought, check yourself, first thought, I have to go in my room now. I like little rest now. Or I will finish my breakfast soon now. I go there. So Murli is left behind here in this hall. Be careful. Check whether future thoughts entering our mind all the time. I completed this work. Now I have to do this work. I have to go there. Okay, we have to go there. But our important thing we should hold. Keep it in your mind always. So take 1-2 point. Suppose Baba is talking about anger. In many Murlis, Baba speaks about anger. You have to conquer this anger. Anger is not good for Brahmins. It is like a fire. It burns your heart, others' hearts. Baba speaks like this. So keep in your mind that from today, I will do my best not to get angry. But is it in your hand? What is your answer? Yes. I would like to ask one beautiful question. How many of you, after becoming Baba's children, conquered your anger, say 90%. Yes, please raise your hand. How many of you conquered all your anger at least 80-90%? Yes, please. Many, there are many. You will be rewarded. I suggest to you one technique. Suppose you want to conquer sexual feelings, what to do? If you want to conquer your anger, what to do? When you get up in the morning, first thought, Baba, good morning. This is our first thought. Meet Baba immediately. Have good experience of meeting with him. And then when we say good morning to him, he doesn't only reply good morning or namaste, but he keeps his hand of blessing on our head. Feel it. And feel that from his hand, powerful vibrations are entering my whole body and mind. Thrilling, thrilling, very ecstatic feeling. So start your morning time with this feeling. Then, I teach it in all classes, and it's a good thing, what Baba had mentioned in first only of this season, make your mind dance, make your mind peaceful, and make your mind very powerful. Do you remember three words? First object only of the season. Do you remember? So I would ask you, you can dance in the morning if you are alone in your room. Baba, you have given me everything. Raise your hand like this. Baba, you have given me everything. Many, many thanks to you. I am the most fortunate soul in the world. I am most happy person in the world. I am the richest in the world. Five times. And keep dancing. Charge yourself in the morning. I say always, first 10 minutes are most important time for our life. Because at that time, our subconscious mind is active. Do you know? Our subconscious mind is not only active, but most powerful in mornings 10 minutes after we open our eyes. Not after taking bath. Not after doing brush. When you opened your eyes, 10 minutes. And even in these 10 minutes, our first 3 minutes, wonderful minutes. You can make good use of these 3 minutes. So now first thought, how to conquer anger and impurity. First thought, I am Master Almighty. 5 thoughts I am giving you. You can use this technique to make yourself free from impurity and anger. I am Master Almighty. 2nd thought, I am a victorious jewel. 3rd thought, I am the conqueror of Maya. 4th one, I am the conqueror of sex lust. And 5th one, I am supremely pure soul. With good feeling. I am supremely pure soul. For anger, I am Master Almighty. I am a victorious jewel. I am conqueror of Maya. I am the conqueror of anger. And 5th one, very peacefully, my mind has become calm and cool. I am a peaceful soul. How it works? I am Master Almighty. As soon as you created this thought, your all inner powers got activated. Become in full force. 2nd thought, I am a victorious jewel. So you gave the direction to those powers to get victory. Now they will start giving you victory. 3rd thought, I am the conqueror of Maya. They will go to Maya and they will go to sexless. And I am supremely pure soul. Your pure sanskaras will increase. Or I am peaceful soul. Sanskaras of peace will emerge. and anger will go down. So this is the technique. If you use this technique, both for 21 days, you will get good feelings, very good experience, as if you got free from all these two big enemy of yogis. These are the big enemies of yogis. So we can choose one or two points from every day's murli. A second good awareness, the way to give awareness to ourselves, I would give you. When you go out from this hall and you put on your shoes or chappals, remember two points. I'm taking these 2 points of today's murli with me. They became my point, not Baba's point. They are my point now. And whenever you put on your suit, remember those 2 points. I did this practice for many years and it was very good experience of life. Knowledge is not knowledge for us, but it's a big power. So this way, we can make a nice use of Baba's daily murli. This murli is a blessing for us. This murli is a beautiful guidance for us. This murli is the biggest power of knowledge for us. Next thing I would suggest to you, which I had done in my whole life, when we listen murli, you can note down some most powerful points from that murli for your own self. Take one small diary for you. Here are a small diary, a 4-inch, 6-inch diary. You can note down one powerful points on each page. Not many points. In big letters with the sketch pen, one beautiful points for your own self. I keep some points in front of you, which were very good for me. So I did it in all seasons of Avyakt Baba's. Baba used to give at least 20 murlis in every season, every year. I read them again and noted down important points from them. Important means which are very useful for me, which gives me intoxication, which makes me carefree, which makes me fearless, which gives me such feeling, you don't worry, I am with you. You need not to worry, I am sitting here, I will look after you. Such points. So in Avyakt Murli, specifically, there is a big treasure of Jnan in them. In Sakar Murli, there is the philosophy, deep philosophy, spiritual knowledge. But how to become perfect, how to become carefree, how to become free from worries, how to become a carefree king, how to become a good yogi, how to use the power of thoughts, how to improve your power of purity, how to become the master of this nature. These all things came into Avyakt Murlis. So the biggest treasure of knowledge is there. I would ask you, you can read them again. You can make such plan in your life. If it's difficult to read one murli every day, Avyakt Murli, Saturday, Sunday, weekend, you can take 2 murli for yourself. Study them. See what Baba says to us. What he wants me to make. How he inspires us. Note down those points. And then those 2-3 points will become a big nourishment, a big beautiful practice for next week. So this way we can make use of these mullis? So at least 50 to 60 powerful point all must note down in your diaries, and just keep them reading. It will take only 5-7 minutes, 10 minutes hardly. They will become your point, and at the time of destruction they will become a big support with you. They will become like canopy of knowledge with you. They will protect you. They will remind you, don't fear. Don't get scared from anything. Whatever is going on, it's right, it's accurate. So certain points, I remind you. You can note down them, not now. You study mullis and select your powerful points from them. Yes, Baba mentioned one thing. You have to become carefree king. And for this, 2 points he mentioned. Give your all burdens to me and become carefree. Change your I-ness into thy-ness. I am not responsible. Baba is responsible. So change this I-ness into Baba and give up all burdens to him and become a carefree king. So if we note down such points and we read them, we will become very light. Second point, which I love very much in my life, whole life, and I would also ask you to make it your point, your practice, a natural feeling. Baba mentioned, I am always with you, with my thousands of arms. You are not alone. Bring it into your deep feelings. Accept it. I am not alone on this journey of life. God Almighty, the ocean of love, He is with me. He is looking after me. He is taking care of me. Believe it. We become alone in our life. We are not alone. Since we just said to Baba, Baba, you are my Baba. He is looking after us. I am your child. You are my dear, good father, sweet father. So he is looking after us. He is taking care of us. Whenever you got sick, whenever you get sick or you will get sick in future, keep it in your mind. My Baba, as a supreme surgeon, is looking after me. Invoke him and see the result. You will get very good treatment immediately, relief in life. So many points like this. One point from the murli, I think 30-35 years back, I noted it down in my diary. Always on first page, I used to remember it. Children, give up your all burdens to Baba. Next line, but most beautiful. God, who takes the burden of entire world, would He not take the burden of His own children? He was reminding us, I am with you. I am always ready to take away your all burdens. Why are you keeping them in your own head and becoming heavy all the time? I am with you. So you can note down such points, at least 50. I think it's enough about Murli. Or more you want to listen? More? Murli is actually everything. Murli is our life. So when you listen or read Murli in the morning, before that, always do at least 15 minutes yoga. And at night, before going to bed, you can revise some points from Murli. I would also say one very good thing from Babaji Murli. Every night, before going to bed, just keep your entire chart in front of Baba. Don't forget it. Baba has mentioned one very powerful point about it. That if you keep your entire chart of in front of me, not just keeping chart, but if you made any mistake, then Baba, I ask pardon from you. Some good experience you should also share to him, not only bad, some good. And for next day, keep a powerful thought in your mind. So Baba mentioned, if you do this every night, you will remain safe in Dharamrajpuri. You will not need to go there. Dharamraj will also salute you. He will salute us. Because we will accumulate the treasure of divine deeds, pure deeds in our life. Few things I would like to say to you. Do you enjoy Avyakt Baba's part? Or some doubts? You are silent. It means there are some doubts. Few things must be clear in your mind. Bap Dada, I would use Baba. Baba enters Dadi's body, sit here, uses her brain, and you know Dadi's brain has become very weak nowadays from 1-2 years. Very weak. There may be many reasons of this weakness. Her bodily disease. But one important thing. When a soul goes into trance, trance is like half death. And Adi Guljar went into trance at least 5,000 times in her life. Because every time, connection of the soul cut off from certain parts of the brain. Therefore, bit by bit, brain becomes little weak. Although because her good practice of yoga, good practice of self-respect, brain was also gaining energy. Through yoga power, through self-respect, brain also gains energy. But because of disease, and age factor is also important. She is 90 years old now. 90. When we become 90 year old, what will be our condition of the body? So her brain is little weak. Doctors mentioned me. It was very important for me too. In brain there are many centers. They control each part of the body. So doctors were saying, that past memory center of Dadi is very good, but present memory center is not working well. So So that he is not in present most of the time. But about past he can think easily. He can recall all memories. So when Baba enters, so this brain's condition affects everything. Second thing, nowadays, you know, Dadi doesn't go into trance. And same reason is behind it. Because trance will weaken the brain. So Baba doesn't pull her into trance now. Baba enters directly in her body, like Brahma Baba. In Brahma Baba's body, Sivaba entered directly. No one could know when he came, when he left body. When Brahma Baba was speaking, when Sivaba was speaking, no one could know it. Same thing is now with this avyakt part. Bap Dada both comes directly. You should know it. When Dadi sits on the stage, just after half a minute, Baba comes down, gives drashti. So you should enjoy that drashti. And Gunjar Dadi is also there. Just as Brahma Baba was also there, Sri Baba was also there. Means consciousness of Brahma Baba was there, so consciousness of Dadi Gunjar is also there. She can listen everything, she can also talk in between. Sometimes she talks, so people get confused, what is happening now? Words come in feminine gender immediately. So you should be very clear about it. And if Baba noticed that body is not working well, goes out, comes again, goes out, comes again, it takes him second, less than second. And voice is full because she doesn't go into trance. Before that in avyakt murli there was avyakt voice, and now it's full voice because of this direct incarnation of Bap Dada in her body. Clear? For our future, just I would emphasize on one thing first. In this whole world, psychiatric disease, mental disease are increasing day by day in the world. Depression and many other diseases of the brain or mind are increasing day by day, fastly. We have to become very careful about it. And the simple symptoms we must keep in our mind. If the speed of our mind is becoming fast, we should become careful. We have to stop it. We have to control it. If we are becoming very negative day by day, it's a symptom that we are going towards depression. We have to change it, convert it into positive immediately, as soon as it's possible. If we have the feeling of fear, unnecessary fear, we should be careful. If we could not enjoy good sleep, we should be careful. If you have some bad feeling of bodiless souls anywhere around you, we should be careful. Because this is also increasing day by day in the world. At least 1,000 human beings commit suicide every day in the world. Every day. 1,000. So they don't get new body. They wander in the space. So their bad effect, their bad vibrations are making this world very miserable. And it will be increasing day by day in the world. So some points to protect ourselves. If you want to control your negative thoughts, although we have to use the power of knowledge, but a simple method, In the morning time, when you wake up after 3-5 minutes, after doing those practice, sit down in silence and write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty. With good feeling, I am Master Almighty. Continue feeling, I am. In first 10, you would experience nothing. But when you continue writing, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, your mind will be becoming energetic every minute. You can use this technique. If you miss any day, no problem. If you don't have time to write 108 times, you can write down 50 times. And still if it's heavy for you, 21 times, not less than that. So this writing will make you free from waste thoughts. I have used, I taught many people to use one thought, and that thought is, I am a great soul. Write it down 108 times before going to bed at night, before sleep. It will give pure energy to the brain. And you will enjoy sound sleep. One can become free from depression, free from many psychiatric diseases. At least 1,000 patients got free just by doing this. Not for many days. Many got free in 11 days only. Many got free from 21 days only. Many those who had very severe depression and insomnia feeling, no sleep, they got free in 3 months. Many patients without disease, and they become very energetic. Second thing, if you have any effect of black magic, or someone has effect of black magic, you can become doctor of this. Charge the water. Take water in a glass. Give drishti. Remember 7 times I am Master Almighty. And water is charged. It became a big medicine. Drink it or give someone to drink. Effect of black magic will finish in 7 days only. Next thing, in order to protect yourself from the bodiless soul's effect or black magic's effect, every morning, any time, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you must create a powerful aura around you. Powerful aura. With the feeling, with the practice, that I am Master Almighty. 7 times. Feel that red rays are vibrating out from you and they are making a powerful circle of might around you. You are inside that circle and you are safe all the time. There may be thousands of bodiless souls but will not dare to come to you. They will be scared from you. Oh, very powerful man. Fire is burning around him. We should not go there. He or she will burn us.
will destroy. They will have such feeling. So this is very powerful thing. You must understand the beauty and the effect of this one thought that I am Master Almighty. I had practiced in my life, I mentioned it many times in classes, many years before, maybe 40 years before, in a message, Baba told what problems are. So his definition was, problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. You can use this. Problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. When I heard it, I got a divine light. And I got the solution of all problems. That is true. That weak vibrations of our thoughts are responsible for all problems of our life. If we create powerful thoughts, then all problems will end. And the most powerful thought is, I am Master Almighty. And I did many experiments with myself and with many, with thousands. All got success. So whenever you got nothing, you got confused, what to do, no direction, no guideline, do this practice. I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. Just start repeating. Don't think that I am not getting any feeling. Forget feeling. Just repeat. One experience I share. I got 8 experience of 8 brothers and sisters like this. One sister, mother, Bangalore in South India, she came to me with a problem that her son left her 5 years back, have no contact with her, and she mentioned, I am very much depressed now. All the time I remember him, but no contact. Where he is, I don't know. He is dead or living or where, what he is doing, I don't know. I am very much worried about her. My happiness of life has gone fully. What to do? I ask her, how long in Gyan? 2 years. How did you come in Gyan? Because of this sorrow. So I asked her, give thanks to this sorrow. It brought you towards God. Give thanks to your son. He brought you to God. You enjoy this life. She said, I can't do yoga. Mind fluctuates here and there all the time. I suggested her just in the evening, fix a time, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty. And at the end, see your son as a soul, and just invoke him, call him, oh my sweet son, come back to me, I am your mother, I love you, I am remembering you. Come back to me, she did. Exactly on 22nd day in the morning, ring on her phone. She pick up and voice was the voice of her son. Oh mother, oh mom, from last 5 days, I am remembering you very much. I am in Hyderabad. Just now, in 5 hours, I am coming back to you. And it is to his mother. So this was a wonderful experience. 8 experience of this type. So a wonderful power is here. in this thought that I am Master Almighty. You can solve all of your problems of your life. Nothing is beyond this thought. In order to protect yourself from this mental disease, because you might have heard in Baba's Murli, it's not a bad thing to remind you. At the time of destruction, this world will become a mental hospital. And we all have to become doctors to release, to protect, to help with such human beings. Doctors will not be able to do anything. Medicines will not work. So, in order to protect yourself, just few things. Make yourself very easy and light. Don't allow anything to enter your brain. Don't have this sanskar to keep the things hold into the brain. Did you follow? Many have got the sanskar. They hold many things in their mind. And those things gives always negative energy to their brain. So this holding nature is the main reason of psychiatric disease. Be easy. Release immediately. Don't worry. Become a careful king. Let everything go from here over your head. Don't allow them to enter your brain. Keep this thought, my brain is for divine thoughts. My brain is for Baba. My heart is for Baba. Nothing is allowed to sit in them. Be easy. Don't hold anything. If anything powerfully is held by your brain, create some powerful thoughts and delete it. Powerful thoughts automatically will wash off everything in your brain. Second thing, accept certain things in your life. If you are unable to change certain things, do accept them. Don't give a burden to your brain. No burden. Third thing, no expectations. Now in future, everyone will see. Nothing will happen according to our expectations. Everything will happen according to Dharma plan. So we have to become, in Hindi, word is beautiful, sakshi, detached observer. That whatever is happening on this earth, it has to happen. No one can change it. No one can transform it. So this way, make yourself very powerful. Every morning, make your mind dance. And don't forget those things. Dance in the morning. Dance means charging the self. Energizing the self. You can make yourself very energetic and use Baba's Murli. Now, I would like to give you 5 practices for 5 days till Baba comes down. Would you like to practice them? So 5 days, I would say, devote for these practices. You can donate your 5 days for Baba now. No waste. I have to do this. So today, right from now, I am a great soul. 50 times from now till night, I am a great soul. With acceptance, accept it. I am a great soul. Are you great? All are great? So just have this feeling, I am a great soul. Or you can do one simple practice. Write it down. I am a great soul. Then read it slowly. I am a great soul. Third time. It's true. I am a great soul. Fourthly, God has mentioned, you are a great soul. So I am a great soul. See the experience in a minute only. For a minute you can do this way. And then repeat it. I am a great soul. I am a great soul. So what will happen? You will get free from all waste thoughts. This is simple method to get free from waste. In this one thought, at least 100 waste thoughts will merge for tomorrow. Tomorrow is which date? 15th. Today is 14th. 15th. Tomorrow, 15th of January. I'm an angel. And Bap Dada, in angelic form, is in front of me. And he has put his thousands arms over my head, like this. See, thousands arms over my head. You can do it once an hour, and then you can repeat four times an hour, Baba is with me, with thousands of arms, but once with vision. I am the angel of purity, lighthouse angel of purity. And make this vision that from each part of my body, light and might is spreading out. I am lighthouse, might house angel. And from Baba, from Paramdham, pure energy is coming down to me for 10 seconds only. On 17th, I am Master Almighty. And Sivaba Almighty is over my head as a canopy of protection. Here, over my head. Make this vision and then just remember it. January 18th. As soon as you open your eyes in the morning, see a vision. That from Paramdham, Baba is giving energy to this whole world. His energy is coming down and going to whole world. And then, create a thought in your mind. I'm the most fortunate soul in the world because God Himself is coming down today to meet me. And make dance, if not physically, inside. And then make a vision that Baba, Gyan Surya, we give name him Gyan Surya. You know Surya, sun? Gyan, Gyan, knowledge. Gyan Surya is coming down. Slowly and slowly he is coming down. came in front of me. He is in front of me, 5-6 feet away from me, and from here his energy is coming to me. Each time 10 seconds. And then, till evening, you will enjoy that you met many times to him. You need not to wait that Baba will come, will give drashti to me. Right from the morning you will enjoy his meeting, his drashti, his vibrations. Did you like these 5 points? So from now you can start practicing them, and now we finish this class. Hope you enjoy your Baba's meeting and for your enjoy your whole Brahmin life till the end. Not every day, but till the end with Baba.
Om Shanti. Big thank you to Surya Bhai. And to mention that he has happily agreed to lead Amrit Vela meditation in the meditation hall tomorrow and on the 18th morning. So he will share some, a few thoughts though, during Amrit Vela yoga. So it's lovely if the translators can be in their translation booth for tomorrow. That's tomorrow 15th. And also 18th morning, if the translators can be there. Just a few thoughts to inspire.
Yes, a little comment. Little, not continually. Yeah. Then it will become very powerful.
So, thank you. And we have those 5 special practices. So, we start the practice when? Now, right?
So now I am a great soul and feel that Baba's powerful vibrations are coming down to me. Sit down under this fountain of his energy.
कर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है। शिव पिता को अब याद करो। अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।